We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Today I'm talking to you on the 22nd verse of the 56th Psalm. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. You know, I wonder when we read verses like that if we really believe them. You know, I wonder if we do. I sometimes wonder how much faith most of us have. Now, notice what it says. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. You know, you've read about the Lord, the great burden bearer. You know when Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly of spirit, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." You know, I'm wondering if we really believe. Well, we do in our heads, but I wonder if in our hearts we really believe as we claim to believe. You know, if we did, we'd quit worrying. We'd stop all this worrying business if we really believe that. I'm talking to somebody now that's carrying a burden of worry. You just carry it all the time. Worry, worry, worry. Day in and day out. You worry around the home. You worry with your children. You worry about your husband. And your husband worries about business. And you worry about what's going to happen. And most of the things you worry about going to happen never really happen. And you just carry a burden of worry. Some of us carry a burden of discouragement. We're just discouraged. All the time, as we say, down in the mouth and depressed. Going along the road of life, staggering under a load of discouragement. Now, I'm going to be perfectly frank with you. I feel like really getting under conviction myself. I wonder sometimes if I have as much faith as a great many people. You know, I'm an awfully human sort of fella. I really am, more so than you know. I never set myself up, I'm telling you frankly, as a model for Christian faith. I said that one time, a man laughed. He said, "Well, how'd you build this school? Talk about faith, it's a monument to faith." Well, I said, as a friend of mine told me one time, I just go ahead like I had faith, and it seems to turn out all right. I don't really know how to explain it. Now, I know the Bible's the Word of God. I know that. I'm as positive that this book that I hold in my hands as I sit here by this microphone talking to you is the Word of God as I am. Sure, I'm alive. Now, I know something about the processes of the mind of man. I know the human approach. I've lived with people all my life. I know how man thinks and how he acts. And you know, if a student can come into the office here at the school and say something to me, and I can, 9 times out of 10, tell you what's back of what he has to say. I know what made him say it, and the mental process has carried him along to the point where he said so-and-so. Now, I understand those things. Now, I know that no man is the author of this Bible. This Bible is not according to the human mental processes. This Bible came from God. I have no question about that. And men are not against this Bible because it's a human book. They're against it because it's a divine book. They're against it because it's God's book. Now, I know in my mind that every promise in the Bible is true. I know that heaven and earth will pass away. And they're going to pass away. I'm sure of that. But I'm sure that no word in this book will ever pass away. Now, this Bible's a book of promises. Over and over and over again, we read God's promises. I know it's God's book. And I know these promises are given to us by Almighty God. The Apostle Peter said, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these promises we shall be partakers of the divine nature." The promises of God. They are the water pipes down through which the water of life that quenches our spiritual thirst flows to us. They are the lifeline that God throws down from heaven. Says, "You take hold of one end now, and I'll take care of you. I'll hold you. Get hold down there. I'll hold on up here, see." You know, you can't strain the promises of God. You can take the weakest promise in the Bible and tie it around this world and pull this world up through space into heaven. You can't break one of these promises. You can't even strain them. Now, when God says so-and-so, "Thus saith the Lord," it's always definite. Now, over and over again in the Bible, we read about bring our burdens to the Lord. Cast your burden on the Lord. Bring your problems to Him. You know His promises hold. Now here back in the Psalms, the psalmist cries out, cast thy burden upon the Lord. What are you carrying such a heavy load for? Get that frown off of your face, you Christian person. Take that shadow out of your eye and let some light begin to shine. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. He shall sustain thee. Wait a minute. You mother, listen to me. You mother, that little baby you hold in your arms, that little fella pulling at your skirt, standing at your knee, you listen to me. You wouldn't let that little fella down, would you? Not if you're normal, you wouldn't. You know, these women that I saw a picture in the paper a day or two ago where one of them beat a little girl or saw a little scarred face, one of the most pitiful things you ever saw in your life. She's crazy. Of course, it may be a satanic insanity. A lot of this insanity going around this country today is nothing but devil insanity. A whole lot of it's pure satanic insanity. Unclean spirits and lying spirits and fiendish spirits making men do all sorts of things. A lot of this crime business today is not ordinary insanity. It's not going to be cured by psychiatrists either. It's going to be cured by the power of Jesus to cast out devils. But if you're a normal mother, with a normal mother instinct, you wouldn't cast your little child off, would you? Well, don't you think God's as decent as you are? Don't you think God's as good as you are? Don't you think God loves as much as a mother loves? Do you think you're any better than Almighty God? Now, you say you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. And you get out and call God your Father. And yet you spend your time worrying. Worrying all the time about everything that's going to happen. Worrying about the war. Worrying about this. Worrying about 1,001 other things. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. Every last one of us. We Christians ought to be ashamed. We ought to say, oh God, forgive me for all this business. You know, once in a while I meet somebody who has a great affliction. And I've seen them smile with tears in their eyes. I've seen them just keep on keeping on, going down the road of life with their shoulders erect, facing all sorts of foes, never giving up, never stopping, never letting go. Now, why don't you and I, listen, come on now. Why don't we just quit this fretting and fuming and worrying and staggering under the burden and trying to carry something that's killing us and you can't do it? Why don't you let the Lord do it? You know, burdens are not heavy to Him. You know, the Bible says the government shall be upon His shoulders. You know, these poor men today in the world trying to carry governments. Think of the President of the United States. Think of all the men of the world taking this messed up world and trying to carry the government on their shoulders and sticking out their chests and strutting like they knew so much about it, fretting and fuming. Don't get one thing fixed till something else breaks out somewhere else and they've got to run yonder and try to fix that. While they're gone, things get out of fix from the place they just left. They get back home and try to fix that. And man's just trying to fix it and patch it up and do this and do that and do the other. And all of them staggering and sweating, getting old, trying to carry the burden of human government. Why, you just wait till the governments of this world rest on the shoulders of Jesus Christ. Why, do you think He'll have any trouble? You know, man can't even carry an atom. Now you think about it. Man's got a little atom on his hand, doesn't know what to do with it. Whole world's scared of it. Every man staggering under the load of a little atom. Something that you have to have a microscope to find. And man has to find the atom and look for it, and it's such a big burden on him he can't handle it. And he's staggering under the atom. One tiny little atom. One of God's little atoms, and the world's got it on his hands and can't do anything with it. The government doesn't know whether to make any more of them. I mean, use the one they have to make explosives. They don't know what to do with it and whether to drop one or not drop one. Just an atom. Isn't man, isn't he somebody? Can't handle an atom. Hadn't got enough sense to know what to do with one of God's atoms. We are such smart people, you know. We are such great folk. Can't handle an atom. And yes, God Almighty walks down the corridors of time with the universe on His shoulders, carrying all planets and suns and all space. And God Almighty is going down across the ages with the whole universe upon His shoulders. And yet here's man trying to carry his little burden and he can't even handle an atom. Somebody, isn't he? We are some folks. I don't know what made us have so much big head, do you? I can't understand why people are so conceited. They know so little. They don't have much strength. They're so helpless. And about the time they get where they can do anything, and get where they know how to handle the problems of life, they fall in the grave, and you cover them up with dirt. That ends them, as far as this world's concerned. They get old and tired. And about the time they get where they know what to do, then their faculties begin to fail. The mind doesn't function. But you know Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. His shoulders never get tired. You know, when you look up into heaven and you see Jesus, where do you see him sitting down at the right hand of the Father? Is he disturbed? Is he fretting? Is he fuming? Why, he says it's going to come out all right. This will be all right someday. And listen to me, men and women. When it's all right someday, it'll be all right with you and me. We Christian people. Our problems are going to be solved. Someday or other, it'll all come out all right. Now listen, let's us make up our mind. The world is on fire. There is trouble. There's distress of nations. Hearts of men are failing because of fear of what's coming upon them. Let's quit staggering and fretting and fuming about every little thing. And let's learn the secret. The secret of a happy Christian life. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He, the omnipotent one, the Lord will sustain you. The one that has no difficulty sustaining you. The one who can carry the burden. And he'll never suffer the righteous to be moved. It doesn't matter what happens. If you're right with him, you'll be all right. Though the earth be removed from under my feet, I'll fear no evil. For thou art with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For thou art with me. Nothing can hurt me. When God the Almighty sets this universe on fire, like he's going to do someday, and the apostle says the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and God turns all the matter into energy, melts this universe with the heat of his judgment and turns it into energy again. You know, you'll still be all right. You'll go through burning worlds. You'll go through the darkness that comes when the sun burns into the cinder. And you'll be all right forevermore. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful to be a Christian? Isn't it wonderful to be saved? Don't you feel like saying, praise God for so great salvation? And thank God for such a great and wonderful God that knows what to do with our problems and can carry all of our burdens. Our Father, forgive us if we've ever worried. Forgive us if we've gone through up and downs and mostly downs in this world. Forgive us. Make us what we ought to be. Dedicate us to thyself. Help some poor sinner that's listening to this message to come to Jesus. Help those that know him to be faithful to it. Help us to live day by day with the assurance of faith that gives us courage and holy boldness and keeps us from being always worried and depressed. Help us to keep looking up and keep us faithful, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.